can't. Guys get, there's a lot of guys that get concussions during the game that don't even say anything. So if you get knocked out, obviously it's going to be visible on TV, but a lot of guys will get their bell rung and you won't even say anything. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more concussions in the NFL that go on during the season than everybody knows about.
Well, they would have to drag you off the field anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, if the Dallas game when I had hit my Witten's knee, I was trying to walk and I was stumbling. That's the only reason I went off the field, because I couldn't walk.
Someone made you.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's just the nature of the game. And I think when you sign your contract, that's what you know what you're getting into.
Do you guys at all kind of compete with the offense in a sense that for years the Saints have always been an offensive team, and now people are talking about like the defense has almost surpassed the offense in a sense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to compete. And don't get me wrong, Drew is amazing, and he brings challenges every day, and I grow as a player, and the whole defense grows. But, yeah, I mean, you definitely have a sense of pride, and you want to be that main silent team, but we work together.
How much do you like that commitment that they made to the defense? I mean, bringing in Bird and making an effort to retain Bush. I mean, it shows an obvious commitment to make y'all even better.
Yeah, I mean, I think after seeing what Seattle was able to do last year, teams are saying they're getting back to the defense win championships kind of style. And you've got to score points, but I think everybody's copycat league, man. Everybody kind of does the same thing. I think the Broncos souped up the defense, too. So it's the way it goes.
Can't even apologize because we got in a little late, so I'm just going to be repetitive. You already answered this, but
no, it's
your
fine.
Comfort level this year, this time, as opposed to last year this time?
Yeah, like I was saying, I just feel real comfortable. I mean, I learned the defense extensively last year, played a number of positions. Rob Ryan's toning me down a little bit. I don't have to play five or six, maybe three or four now. And I can get guys lined up. I can make every check. I can do things to try and trick Drew, but it never works really. But I try it out there.
How beneficial would it be for a guy like you to have a Jarius Bird out there with you and a Champ Bailey?
Oh, I mean, it's great. And guys that understand the defense as a whole, you can work with each other. You can play faster. And I can just count on them being back there. I can know when I can take gambles, and I know when I need to be disciplined.
I wonder about this. As far as, like, you talk about, like, the comfortability about being on the field and whatnot, but just going through this whole process and not being the rookie anymore, and as far as, like, the cameras and everything else, to me you seem a lot more comfortable in just your skin as a professional now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously your rookie year is your longest year. You go straight from college ball to the combine and all that mess. So it's been a relief, man, and you don't do none of the rookie stuff you have to do anymore. So, I mean, I feel like I'm one of the guys now, and you feel a lot more comfortable, and it makes you play better, honestly.
How do you balance, going through the big hits and not knocking yourself out of games?
Not really. I mean, the way I play, I mean, a lot of guys are like that. I mean, I'm reckless. I like to bring the physical aspect to the game. But I know now, the way the league's going, you're going to get fined. So turnovers are way more important. So for me, if it comes to a point where I got to hit a guy or I can get the pick, I'm obviously going to go for the pick. But I'm not ever going to slow down just because I knock myself out.
And what about terms of making a hit but trying to get the ball loose? I mean, do you ever have to compromise in order to stick a hand in there and do it?
Yeah.
Does that kind of compromise the broadside hit that you would do? Is there a balance?
I guess what we've been preaching during OTA is if you got population to the ball, you can take more risks of trying to strip it and knock it out. If nobody's around, you might miss the tackle. But I don't know. I just play, honestly.